SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a reversal, President Biden signs a pardon for his son. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Despite previous promises not to use the power of his office for the benefit of his family members, the president announced a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter Biden. He said it is clear that Hunter was treated differently in his gun and tax cases, saying his son was the target of political opponents. The move comes weeks before the younger Biden was set to receive his punishment after his trial conviction in the gun case and guilty plea on tax charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are preparing to meet with House Republicans next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson posted online that he will be hosting the pair on December 5th to discuss major reform ideas. Musk and Ramaswamy were selected by President-elect Trump to head the new Department of Government Efficiency, and the two have talked about their plans to make massive cuts to the federal workforce and streamline or even close several government agencies. Also at SRNNews.com, this week we'll find out how the job market performed last month with the release of a couple of closely watched employment reports. Rich Thomason has more.
The first of the two reports is due at midweek. Payroll processor ADP's November update will be released Wednesday. On Friday, it's the Labor Department's jobs report. The October report was surprisingly weak, with employers growing their payrolls by only 12,000 jobs. The October unemployment rate was 4.1%. Among other economic updates due this week, reports on construction spending, auto sales, factory orders, and consumer sentiment. The Fed's Beige Book is due on Wednesday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Portions of the U.S. are in the grips of an Arctic blast. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags one last time. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The popular evangelist will hold his final Overseas Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam on December 3rd and 4th. Graham is teaming up with more than 200 Christian churches in the Mekong Delta to put on the two-day event at Can Tho Stadium. Graham says God loves the people of Vietnam. I look forward to sharing this message of hope, and I'm especially thankful to the leaders of this country for welcoming me back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Warning has been popping up on social media, urging women who might be considering divorce to pull the trigger ever since President Trump won the election. In fact, the twice-divorced president has never said anything about changing the country's divorce laws. And Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has only lamented the fact that there are too many divorces. Despite the panic, there's no national coordinated effort underway to make changes in divorce law. This is SRN News. British lawmakers have given initial approval to a bill that would help assisted suicide in England and Wales.
The bill itself says to allow adults aged 18 and over who have mental capacity, are terminally ill, and are in the final 6 months of their life, they must make two separate declarations which have to be witnessed and signed about their wish to die, and two independent doctors have to be satisfied that the person is eligible. And finally, a High Court judge has got to hear from at least one of the doctors and can also question the dying person or anyone else who they consider to be appropriate.
The CEO of Stellantis resigns from the Jeep, Ram, Dodge, and Chrysler automaker. That resignation comes in the midst of heightening different views between the board of directors and the executive. The automotive production giant released a statement Sunday saying its board has accepted that resignation. More details at SRNNews.com.